Brothers and sisters, as we gather in this stewardship weekend, I just want to preach very briefly on the gospel of today. Brothers, so think of the questions that Jesus has been asked. What a gauntlet. He comes into Jerusalem, everyone, overthrows a money changer's table. What does he do? He preaches in the temple area. What else does he do? The blind, the lame, those not allowed in the temple come into the temple area. And what does he tell them? He doesn't tell them to get out. Instead, he heals them. So the chief priests and the elders step forward and say, "By what authority do you do these things? Who's giving you the power?" Next, everyone, we heard last week about the Herodians and the Pharisees. Two rivals, two groups who never really spoke to one another. One pro-Jewish, one pro-Roman. And what's the question they ask? Jesus, is it lawful to pay the census tax? Jesus takes care of them. He silences them. So who comes up next? The Sadducees step forward. And what do the Sadducees talk about? Seven brothers, one woman. The first marries, leaves no children. The law says the second marries, same thing all the way through all seven. No descendants. They ask, in heaven, whose wife will she be? Jesus takes care of them. You heard that today. The Pharisees, realizing the Sadducees had been silenced, their question about marriage, finally, as a scholar of the law, come up to Jesus. One-on-one. One-on-one with Jesus Christ. Jesus, scholar of the law. Okay, it's pretty courageous. And what does he ask? Which commandment is the greatest? Question after question, group after group, all with one intention, to try to trap Jesus Christ. It's not an easy question to answer, people. After all, in the law, there were 613 laws, precepts. So they were looking, they were ready for Jesus to say this. They could answer with that, say this, they could answer with that. And yet Jesus said it's simple. Here it is. Love God with all your mind, your heart, your soul, your entire being. And then he says, here's a second one for you. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know something? It's something we can all understand. And yet it's challenging. Jesus doesn't say love God, love your friends, and love yourself. He says love your neighbors. That means the people who don't like you. That means your enemies. Your neighbor. But you know something? That's all great. And yet in my many years as a priest, maybe Father Sean would agree with this. You know who we sometimes have the hardest time loving? It's right here. You look in the mirror in the morning and you say, man, I struggle loving this. And yet Jesus gives a command to love this, to love your neighbor, and to love with God with all you got. Think about that, brothers and sisters. Commands us to love. Commands it. So let's pray that love be at the center of our lives. On this stewardship weekend, I'd like to begin by saying truly thank you for your contribution, support, and stewardship of Resurrection Community. Resurrection is defined by all of us and how we worship and are disciples of His Word. This is why our parish vision statement is, and notice everyone, we read it before we come into the church. Okay, it's above our front doors. An ever-growing Eucharistic community, boldly serving others through God's love. There are many ways to support our Catholic beliefs and support the parish vision. Stewardship in the parish and our community, living our Catholic beliefs every day, prayer, and through your generous contributions. Just to give you a breakdown of how your contributions are used, about two-thirds of our expenses incurred at Resurrection support ministries such as faith formation, liturgy in our Catholic schools. We don't have a Catholic school on site, and yet every month, every one, we make a payment to the Rochester Catholic School System. Okay? The education of our children in both academia as well as Catholic values is one of the greatest things we can all do to support our parish vision. This investment in our children will support the continuing discipleship of God's Word, hopefully after many, many years after we even leave this earth. About 1/3 of your contributions also support the everyday management of the parish and help us maintain our building and grounds. When a parish is running smoothly, many of us don't even notice what's going on around us. Things just seem to happen. So we are grateful to all of you that help make this take place. Also to note is our capital investments into the parish building and grounds. Capital investments are the hardline purchases like new lighting, new computers, or new heating and air conditioning units. The original building, remember Father Zane Call, everyone, was built first, it's 50 years old. And the main church building, along with the gathering space, is 30 years old. So we are in routine maintenance and replacement mode. In 2017, we invested over $70,000 in capital projects. The three major capital improvements were replacement of the chairs in Father Zink Hall in preparation for the 50th anniversary, new LED lighting, and concrete walks and also ramps. Now, in 2018, we are planning on updating the technology and sound system in the church, the gathering space, and also in Father Zink Hall. In the week ahead, each registered Resurrection household will receive a stewardship of treasure form, personal letter from me, and your third quarter contribution statement. On the stewardship of treasure form, the options of automatic monthly deduction, EFT, and the traditional method of church support envelopes through cash or check are still available. Please note that an additional form of contributing has been provided, and that is online giving. If people desire to contribute through online giving, they are asked to visit our parish website and click online giving. We would ask you to once again fill out the stewardship of treasure form for the calendar year of 2018. On one side of the form is your contact information, and on the reverse side, your financial gift. Indicate how much you would like to contribute for church support and or capital projects. Also, please designate the giving option that you would like to use. Remember, it's online giving, EFT, or traditional church support envelopes. In my personal letter, I state the following. With confidence, I can report the parish is continually striving to be faithful to our mission. With current staff, we are providing catechesis to all age groups, bestowing the sacraments, and with a renewed focus on the Sunday liturgy, the source and summit of our faith, striving to send disciples into the world. Financially, we have a financial position, and yet we are trending to falling short in meeting our expenses. So in my letter, I'm asking parishioners, based now on giving trends, to prayerfully consider an increase in giving per month. Thus, the ask will differ according to three giving trends. I've broken out the giving of this parish into three groups. So one group will be asked to give a certain amount, more per month, the next group a different group amount, and the third group a different amount. Now, if you're to ask me with this in mind, if every household across the board, okay, gave an extra $20 per month, we would very easily cover our expenses, easily. Regarding your third quarter statement, should you have pledged for this current fiscal year, I would ask you to stay current on your pledge. I understand circumstances arise, but know how much your contributions are needed and appreciated. I want to mention that Resurrection has now set up an endowment. With the endowment, the corpus remains untouched, and the interest funds are used to help us in the day-to-day running of the parish. Currently, our endowment is $174,000. For those who receive traditional church support envelopes, an envelope is provided for the endowment, and I see people already using those. Also, just something to keep in mind. Upon the death of a loved one, many times people provide options for memorials. Notice on an obituary, it says, memorials can be given to such and such and such. Consider a donation, everyone, a memorial to the parish endowment, helping ensure the vitality of the parish for parishioners now and even into the future. It is important to consider the parish in wills and bequests. These are funds for which we cannot budget, yet are deeply appreciated. As a matter of fact, we just received one this week. So consider a will or bequest for the parish or for the parish endowment. To all who contribute to the work of resurrection, I'm deeply grateful. Know my prayers for you, and let's keep the mission of resurrection alive today and into the future. God's blessings to you now, everyone. And remember, love God with all your mind, your heart, and your soul. And love your neighbor as you love yourself.